The Sasser worm continues to burrow its way through computers around the globe. The worm targets Microsoft operating systems Windows 2000 and XP, and unlike most viruses, you don't have to open an email attachment to catch the infection. Investigators are hunting for the Sasser's author, but the worm could still affect millions of PCs before it's done. Have you been hit by Sasser or earlier computer viruses? What do you do to protect your computer? For the rest of the hour, we're going to talk about the Sasser worm, so give us a call with your questions at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. And our email address is totn@npr.org. And joining us now is Carol Tarrio. She's a consultant at Sophos, a international internet security firm, which is based in Oxford, England. She's with us by phone from her home there. Thanks very much for being with us.
A pleasure.
Tell us a little bit about this worm. How does it work?
Well, as you said, I think you did a very good summary there. I think most people think that viruses come via email attachments particularly. This one's a little bit different and travels via the internet. So, in fact, users don't have to do anything other than be online and unprotected on a window on a computer that runs Windows, Microsoft Windows.
And what do you mean unprotected?
It's what I've decided to call FAP. Basically, if you don't have a firewall on your computer, you don't have antivirus, and you're not regularly downloading patches, you are unprotected.
Now, is this a new thing to, as you suggest, to send this through the internet somehow?
Well, it's not really that new. I don't know if your listeners remember the blaster worm, which occurred last year in August 2003.
Some of us remember it all too well.
Well, this worm is very similar and works in a very similar way as the blaster worm. So it spreads via the internet, and it infects your computer. Now, this one is a little bit different from blaster in that it does have some symptoms on your machine that can alert you or kind of make your computer unusable. You might find your computer slows down quite substantially, and you might find that it actually automatically shuts off regularly. So it makes work very difficult.
So that's how you can tell you've got it?
Well, you shouldn't use that method. You should obviously use, antivirus software and have a firewall and stuff. But if you do notice those symptoms on your machine and you know that you haven't downloaded the patch and you haven't updated your antivirus, it's likely that you're infected.
Let's get some callers involved in the conversation. Michael joins us from Rochester, New York.
Hello.
Michael.
Hi.
Go ahead, Michael.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. I wish I could say the same for my computer.
Oh, no.
I think I have the same symptoms of really, really slow operations, and it freezes up.
Yeah.
And I do have some antivirus software that I've used, Adaware and Norton, but I can't seem to get it back to regularly operating.
Okay. Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to disinfect your computer from this bug. And if you go to any reputable antivirus website, you can go to ours, which is www.sophos.com. You can download a disinfection tool that will automatically run on your computer. Now, once you've disinfected, you need to download the patches in order to not reinfect you when you go back online for any period of time. And you can do that at the Microsoft website, which is windowsupdate.microsoft.com, and it'll actually scan your whole machine automatically and check what security patches you're missing. It then will prompt you to download these. You can do that. You can install them, and then you're then protected from this type of virus. I would recommend that you do that probably on a regular basis because there's always new security vulnerabilities that are being found.
Okay.
And to be fair, there are other companies that offer similar kinds of protection.
Oh, certainly, certainly.
Okay.
That's certainly to be fair. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Michael, good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's go now to Sarah, and Sarah's with us from Cody, Wyoming.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was just calling to comment. I got the Sasser virus, too, and I work from home off my computer, which is on a large nonprofit. We have their protection. We have their firewall, the antivirus software. I still got it. It's completely stopped my life and my work, and it's very frustrating. And I just wanted to know, who are the people that are doing this? And
if we knew, I tell you, I think quite a few people would want to wring their necks right now, wouldn't they?
What's being done to track them down, and why do people have this much time on their hands?
Well, the first thing is it's very difficult to catch virus writers because it's a very difficult thing. It's like trying to find someone that's stolen your bike in your town. It's hard because there's a lot of computers in the world, and there's a lot of ways they can try and trick you as to where they are and what they're how they're doing this. That said, there's a lot of authorities around the world that are looking for these people. And in fact, there's even companies now getting involved. Microsoft are offering bounties on the head, you know, to find these people. And anyone that finds them or can give information, they will offer money for. So that's not necessarily the right way to go about it, but that's the level of desperation in trying to stop these things from happening.
Well, I understood that they found a message buried in code which claims responsibility for this work.
Well, again, it's one of those things of who do you believe? So I don't know if you've heard of the Netsky viruses that have been happening. We've been hit with quite a few high-profile viruses in the last few months. And Netsky are claiming that this is a virus that their virus group has written. Now, that in normal sense would make sense, well, let's just go get these guys. But where are they and who are they are very big questions that the authorities are dealing with right now.
You've mentioned this blaster virus, and obviously there have been plenty of others. Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever been caught and prosecuted for disseminating computer viruses?
Oh, yes, there have. A lot of virus writers tend to like to show off about their talents and about what they've done. And if they do that, in the wrong place for them, I suppose, but the right place for us, we can catch them. Last year in England, the Simon Valor was arrested for spreading 3 viruses, and I think he was sentenced to 2 years in jail. There's Christopher Pyle in the States, who was also sentenced. I think he had 4 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some that have been caught, but again, there's something like 80,000 viruses that in existence, of which probably causing us hassles is a few hundred. So having a handful of virus writers behind bars is not the same level of, you know, we're having trouble finding all of them, if you see what I mean.
Well, who's responsible for investigating and tracking these people down?
Well, there's the FBI, they're involved. There's a lot of all the authorities around the world. But, of course, you see, there's different rules. There's different laws. Different countries have different laws. So if a virus writer is caught in the States, they will be facing, U.S. legal ramifications. If they're caught somewhere else, they're facing different laws. And the laws are still, there's a lot of discrepancies between the laws between the countries.
Well, Sarah, if we get this guy, we'll let him loose there in Cody, Wyoming. How about that?
Take care of him. Bring him on. So much.
You've mentioned also, Carol Terrio, these patches that are available. But
yes.
Do you have to download these like one a month? And
well,
these are often big and bulky, aren't they?
Yes. I mean, Microsoft are working very hard, and I firmly believe this. They're working very hard to make it as easy as possible for people to download. I would say they still have a way to go, but, it is much easier than it was. Windowsupdate.microsoft.com is a fairly automatic way for home users to go there and download the patches. And I think, especially for broadband users, it's a pretty simple process.
Let's go to another caller. Ryan is with us from Brantford, Connecticut.
Hey, how's
Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, very well.
I use a Macintosh operating system. I'm on Panther, and it's a wonderful operating system. I just don't see why more people don't make the switch to either a Linux or some other type of operating system, considering how many problems Microsoft has.
Well, I think Microsoft actually have a good operating system as well, and I would actually say they're probably equal. I mean, all operating systems have security vulnerabilities. The difference with Microsoft is that they're the big, bad, huge company. Most people run Microsoft. So virus writers that want their viruses to spread very far will go after the most popular operating system, and unfortunately at the moment that's Microsoft.
So if Mac was more popular, they might
exactly.
be worms for Macs, too.
You might want to get less people on Mac with that in mind.
Ryan,
I was just saying, Microsoft, they're a multi-billion-dollar company. It seems that with how popular their operating system is, they could invest maybe some more time and money into fixing these things.
Yeah, well, I think actually a lot of money at the moment is spent on that. The other problem, of course, is a lot of people, are using older operating systems. I mean, security was not the issue it is today, 5 years ago even. So people are still running machines that they've had for 5 years or running older operating systems, and they're not updated with the latest security, software that's available today.
Ryan, thanks very much.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We're speaking with Carol Terrio, a security consultant for Sophos, and we're talking about the new computer virus. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Another thing I understand about this Sasser virus, Carol, is that it's seemingly afflicting home computers at a much greater rate than work computers.
Yeah, we believe that to be the case because, and actually a lot of antivirus firms are agreeing with us. I think there's been a lot of high-profile viruses, and especially after Blaster, I think a lot of companies realized that the security was no longer a luxury. It was something that everyone needed to have in order to ensure the running of their company from day to day. So companies have definitely moved security up a notch on their priority list. I think home users may be a little less aware of the problems and a little less aware of how easily it is to affect them.
Let's talk now with Matt, who's with us from New Haven, Connecticut.
Yeah, I was actually calling before just to let you know. I mean, I work for a cable company up here, and the number one problem is viruses and worms. And not even so much that, also the spyware stuff. And people ask me on a daily basis, what am I supposed to do to trap it? I mean, I install routers, firewalls, Adware, SpyBot, all those, and it doesn't seem to be enough. I mean, is there ever going to be a foolproof way to knock them out?
Well, at the moment, there isn't, but I think we're ahead of the race. It is, I agree, it is a difficult problem, and this year particularly, we're seeing a lot of very clever and sneaky viruses coming in. I think if you're working at a company, it's very good to try and block off the gateway. So at the email gateway, strip off attachments with dodgy file types, because all viruses are programs. They're not just files. They're actual programs. Like Word is a program, and so if you block those off, you're actually stopping you're helping to stop viruses from coming in that route. And you also want to make sure that there's antivirus on the desktop, and that will help. Help you detect and disinfect any virus that comes in via any other route.
Right. I mean, I'm on the end user side of it. I actually install, the cable modems in houses.
Right, right, okay.
I mean, I have an idea, and I mean, I build my own tools almost and put them on CDs. We're not, as a company, as a provider, as an ISP, a lot of them on the end user end don't like us putting anything on the machine because if we cause any kinds of trouble or the machine, the company becomes an owner of that machine until it's fixed. So, but it's the number one problem. I mean, I can remember doing this 5 years ago when it was NIC cards that were going bad, and the old cable modems that weren't DOCSIS, were horrible. All that stuff's gone away. I mean, these networks run themselves. The problems with them now are viruses, worms, and spyware, period. I mean, it's the worst problem.
Yeah, I agree. There's now, virus writers have shifted slightly. Virus writers 5 years ago did this to try and, make you know that you've been caught. Today, virus writers are going not only after the bit, trying to get as many people infected as possible, but they're also going after, money. We're seeing a lot of phishing scams and this kind of thing where they're trying to actually get your confidential banking details. So, as long as there's money to be made and there's people there that are gullible enough to believe these emails, and I don't blame anyone for being gullible. I just think we need to be really, really secure. It's like you don't let anyone in your house. You've got to be careful of who has access to your machine.
Let's go lastly to Susan in Eureka, Nevada. And Susan, we just have a very little amount of time left, so if you could keep it short.
Okay. How are you today?
Very well.
The last few days I've had a very difficult time. Well, it's been impossible to get onto any secure websites. I've gone to Microsoft to download a patch. I can't even get on that because it said gives me an error message. Mm-hmm. I've gone to some of the community boards to find out information, and I'm not alone. There's a lot of people with the same problems. Do the viruses affect this type of thing? I don't seem to have one on my machine. I did a virus scan, and it said it's all right.
So your machine's working funny, but it says it's not. Doesn't have a virus.
Yes, I've got Norton antivirus and Internet Security, and they do the downloads, quite often.
And I'm going to have to ask you to keep the answer pretty short, if you would.
Okay. I would recommend that you call up your antivirus company and explain the problem and see if they can help you. If they can't, I would call the people that you bought your computer from and explain the symptoms, because it may just be a hardware or software fault.
Every once in a while, your computer just acts funny. There's nothing wrong with it other than your computer.
Like everything else.
Susan, thanks for the call, and good luck to you.
You bet. Thanks very much.
And Carol Tarrio, thank you for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Carol Tarrio is a security consultant with the international internet security firm Sophos. That's based in Oxford, England, and we spoke to her from her home there. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.